The year was 1891. Storm clouds were brewing over Europe. France and Germany were at each other's throats. The result of a series of bombings. Some said it was nationalists. Others, the anarchists. But as usual, my friend, Sherlock Holmes, had a different theory entirely.
Read all about it.
Thank you.
Anarchist suspected in Strasbourg bombing.
That was you back there. Shame your activities have landed you in the gutter.
A curious parcel. Who's the intended recipient?
Why don't we discuss that over dinner tonight?
I'm free for lunch.
I'm not. How about the Savoy? 8 o'clock?
Splendid.
And will you be coming as yourself?
Most likely. 3 men have been following you for the last half mile. Their motives, highly unsavory.
By the way, they're not pursuing me. They're escorting me, and instead of 3, there seems to be, 4.
Steady hands with that, Irene.
Oh, I don't think it's my hands you have to worry about. Now, be careful with the face, boys. We do have a dinner date tonight. Don't fill up on bread.
Coming back now.
Egyptian sarcophagus of outstanding provenance, retrieved from the Valley of the Kings.
Your payment, Doctor. He sends his thanks.
Who will bid £100? 100, thank you, sir. 50.
Please give this to him. He's expecting it. Tell him our friend thinks I delivered it to his sister. Stay. While I check the contents.
I was assured full payment would be there.
Yes. But assured by whom? Have you ever met him in person? Or like me, have you been...
Hold it. Don't move it. Judging from its size and weight, it's not the payment you were expecting. I've weighed the contents of rather more its century.
What is this?
It's...
Hello, darling.
Oh, dear. I told you not to move it. It seems the secondary charge has been activated. Sweet thing, I might need your help in the disposal of this parcel.
1,600. 1,700. 1,800.
Well, good luck.
1,900.
£1,000,000. Oh, and by the way, fire.
Fire!
Leave my siding to be dead within an hour.
And don't be late for dinner. I expect that my schedule will be quite tight because of these activities here.
I've never lived my life only early.
Fashionably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very witty. So confident, even in retreat. I'll hold it to that. We'll treat it together over an aperitif.
All right. Dinner and a show.
Stay. Trust me. This is what I do for a living. Herr Hoffmannsthal, you should count yourself lucky. This faceless man with whom you find yourself in business is no ordinary criminal. He's the Napoleon of crime. Fortunately, you now have me as an ally. I'm a consulting detective of some repute. Perhaps you've heard of me. My name is Sherlock Holmes. Holmes.
Fresh pot of tea, thank you, George.
Yes, Miss Adler.
Fine choice,
this place.
Do you have the letter?
It was taken.
Taken? Now that is unfortunate.
During the chaos created by your package. Thank you. Perhaps. If you had shared your plans.
You wish to know my plans now, do you? Did you imagine, Miss Adler, that something would happen to you? Is that why you chose to meet here in a public place, your favorite restaurant?
Feelings for him. And this isn't the first occasion Mr. Holmes has inconvenienced me in recent months. The question is, what to do about it? But that's my problem to solve now. I no longer require your services.
Holmes, you in there? Your hedge needs trimming. Remember, I have to catch the last...
train.
Oh, that's you, Dad, I'm afraid.
You win. I lose. Game over.
Still don't see me. Quelle surprise. I'm not going out with you just like that. Would you prefer I joined you in the fashion faux pas of wearing fine military dress with that heinous handmade scarf? Clearly one of your fiancé's early efforts. Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
Have you?
Why? I barely noticed your absence. Then again, I'm knee-deep in research. Extracting fluids from the adrenal glands of sheep. And designing my own urban camouflage. All the while verging on a decisive breakthrough in the single most important case of my career. Perhaps of all time.
Mrs. Hudson, how are you?
Oh, I'm so pleased to see you, Doctor. Thank you for inviting me tomorrow.
And thank you for looking after Gladstone.
Dear, dear, sickly sweet nanny. Might I have a word? Yummy. Feed the snake, Bond.
You feed it.
Touchy, touchy.
Doctor, you must get him to a sanatorium. He's been on a diet of coffee, tobacco, and coca leaves. He never sleeps. I hear multiple voices as if he's rehearsing a play.
Leave him to me. Don't you have a goat that needs worming?
Oh, how kind of you to remind me. So much to look forward to. What would I do without you? Patient, Doctor?
Why are you here?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, embrace me. Watson's getting married.
We've lost a few pounds, Holmes.
Listen, you've picked them up. Noshing on Mary's muffins, no doubt. Pour us a brandy.
The stag party has begun. This is our last adventure, Watson.
I intend to make the most of it.
I see you've made good use of my old office.
Do you like my spider's web?
Is that what you call it?
Follow that strand. Question. What to a scandal involving an Indian cotton tycoon? The overdose of a Chinese opium trader, bombings in Strasbourg and Vienna, and the death of a steel magnate in America all have in common.
Well, according to your diorama, Professor James Moriarty.
Indeed.
Mathematical genius. Celebrated author and lecturer.
Boxing champion at Cambridge, where he made friends with our current Prime Minister.
Do you have any evidence to substantiate your claim?
This. Now do you see?
Dr. Hoffmanstahl's death.
Yes, I've heard you speak of him, extolling his virtue.
Oh, Hoffmanstahl was at the forefront of medical innovations, a true pioneer.
Just the other day, I averted an explosion that was intended for him.
It says here he died of a heart attack.
Has all my instruction been for naught? You still read the official statement and believe it. It's a game, dear man, a shadowy game. We're playing cat and mouse, the professor and I. Cloak and dagger.
I thought it was spider and fly.
I'm not a fly, I'm a cat.
Not a mouse, but a dagger. You're drinking embalming fluid.
Yes. Care for a drop?
You do seem...
excited.
Manic.
I am.
Verging on...
ecstatic.
Psychotic. I should have brought you a sedative.
I'll give my life to see his demise. He must be stopped before his evil machinations come to a crescendo.
And how will he do all this?
Don't be a dingy bird. Bad people do bad things because they can. No one. Not the victims, the police, the governments. Not anyone.
Except the great Sherlock Holmes.
Correct.
On this diet, we'll work it all out.
Right.
Or thereabouts.
Thereabouts. Not quite there.
Here's to your good health. Dingy bird.
What have you done to Gladstone now?
Ricinus communis. The fruit is highly toxic.
He's barely breathing.
What an excellent opportunity. This may be just a thing. So do you mind terribly if I try my adrenal extract?
How many times are you going to kill my dog, Holmes? Took off like a monkey from a box. I may need one of those in a few hours.
Consider it a wedding gift. Watson, might we use an alternative exit?
Is there something different about you?
I'm under observation.
As you should be.
You drive. Will your beard be with us all night? I'll remove it once we're south of Trafalgar Square.
If you believe Moriarty has you under observation, isn't this a bit conspicuous?
It's so overt, it's covert. Trafalgar Square.
You must be safe by now.
Why are you looking at me with such concern?
I'm so very worried. Your vitality's been drained from you. Marriage. It's the end, I tell you.
I think of it as the beginning.
Armageddon.
Rebirth.
Restriction.
Structure.
Answering to a woman.
Being in a relationship. A life in matrimony. The possibility of a family. Who wants to die alone?
So, we'll have a good old-fashioned romp tonight. You'll settle down, have a family, and I'll die alone.
Yes, that's about it.
Perhaps it's better for one to die alone than to live life in eternal purgatory. Anyway.
Not bad, that. So, where are we going?
In the future, there'll be one of those machines in every town in Europe.
Loitering in the woodshed again.
Are we, Mikey?
Good evening, Shirley.
Well,
I see your bootmaker is ill, dear brother.
As I detect that you've recently changed the brand of soap with which you shave.
May I point out that the chimney in the front room at Baker Street is still in need of a damn good sweeping up?
You're aware that the hackney carriage by which you arrived had a damaged wheel?
Yes, the left. And it's plain to the meanest intelligence that you have recently acquired a new bow for your violin.
Same bow, new strings.
And may I deduce, Mycroft?
Good evening, by the way.
No,
he doesn't.
May I deduce that you, who rarely strays from the path that runs from your home to the Diogenes Club, and never on a Monday, when they serve your favourite potted shrimps, must be here for some far more important reason than my stag party.
You know, he's nothing like as slow-witted as you've been leading me to believe, Shirley.
Oh, you're quite right, Dr. Watson.
But with all the conflict in Europe at the moment, the whole situation could... excuse me, suddenly erupt. I'm here to avoid a dire catastrophe. If the concerns of two nations, which shall remain nameless, but I can tell you they speak French and German, are not dealt with tonight, I shall be forced to go to Switzerland to attend a ghastly peace summit in Reichenbach. The thing about Switzerland is the altitude.
I'm so glad you invited your brother. This looks promising.
And your poison of choice, gentlemen?
We'll start with the champagne. You may need several more chairs.
Perhaps a good cigar. And, don't buckle with the chairs.
What is it your brother does exactly?
He's the keeper of the Broom Cupboard of State. No ambition, no energy, yet I'm repeatedly told that he's indispensable to the British government, particularly the Foreign Office. I'd like to propose a toast.
Ready?
To my dear friend, Dr. John, Hamish Watson.
I'm right here.
On the eve of his wedding, he has been the best of companions.
Shouldn't we be waiting for the boys from my rugby club?
He has always kept us. They couldn't attend. Flat-footed on the ground.
All of them. What about the chaps from my medical
school? I attempted, they declined.
The lads from the
regiment. There's no man better.
Who is it you're looking
worse
for?
Worse, having it
because
aside.
Because I don't know a single damn person here, do I?
There's no need for hysterics. You know me and you know Mycroft. Don't be a ponce, Watson.
Ponce? You completely forgot about my stag party, didn't you? Why are we here?
Your very good health, Doctor. Shame none of your friends could make it.
I'm going to the gaming tables. I refuse for this night to be a total loss. Give me my money.
Happily. Give me the wedding ring.
Oh, now you're interested in being the best man. You're supposed to keep the ring anyway. Just as you're supposed to organize my stag party.
You don't want to lose it on a bet, John.
I invite my friends, of which, by the way, there are many. One with no friends. Surely no mates.
He's all me, isn't he?
Please sit. Put your money on the table and we will begin. Welcome. I'm Madame Sims. Cards can illuminate your past, clarify your present, and show you the future. If you have a specific question, hold it in your mind.
Holding.
Let me know when you're ready.
Actually, I prefer to read your fortune. Temperance. Inverted. Indicative of volatility. A woman who has recently taken a comfort in drink. From what does she seek solace? What does she not wish to see?
A fool embarrassing himself?
Oh, yes, the fool. Someone has been led astray, involved in something without their knowledge.
Not bad, but, you have to make me believe you. I have to see it in your eyes.
Right. I can do better. The Two of Cups. A powerful bond. But between whom? A brother and sister, perhaps? And I see your name. Yes, it's Renee.
What do you want?
The devil.
Why are we playing this game? Did you get this?
I stole it from a woman in an auction room. But I believe it was intended for you. Found my purpose in life. So, the question I've been holding is, what purpose is Renee fulfilling?
Time is up. I have other clients.
Though you may not have detected the wisp of astrakhan fur snagged on a nail over my left shoulder, you couldn't have failed to notice the overpowering aroma of herring pickled in vodka, in tandem with that truly unfortunate body odor. There's a man concealed in the rafters above us. A Cossack renowned for their infeasible acrobatic abilities and a notorious for moonlighting as assassins. So it's safe to presume that your next client is here to kill you. Anything else? No.
First, pillage the nest. Click wings. Now, blunt his beak. Crack eggs. Scramble. Pinch of salt. Touch of pepper. Flip the omelet. Additional seasoning required. Breakfast is served. Come with me. I need you alive. Now.
you're right. It is Think.
Hey, you've run. Where's you? Just had a fight. Just had a fight?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm glad to see you're taking your best man duties so seriously, Sherlock.
I was on my own. You're all going to get by, buddies. She was biting my leg.
I'll have Carruthers put some fuel into that motor carriage of yours. You do have a wedding to attend.
Oh, I'll drive. Oh, Hawk. Another drink.
No, I think you've had quite enough.
I've been to a wedding here before. Funeral too. The professor wants to meet.
I'd expected to hear from him sooner. In light of recent events.
He was wondering if it'd be convenient for you to come by the college this afternoon. His lecture concludes at 4.
Looking forward. One side, Chumley. Fischerweiser, Schubert, 1826. Gib auf nur deiner Tucker. Dein Fisch betrugst du nicht. Give up your foolish trickery.
This fish you cannot cheat.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Excuse me. Matthew, please take this up to Mr. Williams and make sure he packs my white tie and tails.
I'll take care of the professor.
I do apologize. I'm off on a blasted lecture tour.
Would you care for some tea or coffee?
Neither.
Something stronger, perhaps?
No, but might I trouble you for an inscription?
heard that the good doctor was to be married today. How was the service?
Definitive. He'll no longer be party to my investigations. He's out of the equation. I trust you'll take this into consideration.
And what considerations will you grant me?
Have you actually read the book? I found it compelling, though I'm primarily interested in your more recent endeavors.
I take that as a compliment. I have the utmost regard for your talents. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. Officially.
Are you familiar with the study of graphology?
I've never given it any serious thought, no.
The psychological analysis of handwriting. The upward strokes on the P, the J, and the M indicate a genius-level intellect, while the flourishes on the lower zone denote a highly creative yet meticulous nature. But if one observes the overall slant and the pressure of the writing, there's a suggestion of acute narcissism, a complete lack of empathy, and a pronounced inclination toward...
No!
...moral insanity.
In answer to your previous request regarding Dr. Watson not being involved, the answer is no. The laws of celestial mechanics dictate that when two objects collide, there is always damage of a collateral nature.
Sempli gratia. Two gentlemen find themselves at cross purposes.
A young woman torn between them. The strain proves too much for her, and she suddenly falls ill with tragic consequences. A rare form of tuberculosis. She succumbed in a matter of seconds. Now, are you sure you want to play this game?
I'm afraid you'd lose.
Rest assured, if you attempt to bring destruction down upon me, I shall do the same to you. My respect for you, Mr. Holmes, is the only reason you're still alive.
You've paid me several compliments. Let me pay you one in return. When I said if I were assured of the former eventuality, I would cheerfully accept the latter.
I'll be sure to send my regards to the happy couple. Another time, then.
Which coach are we?
We should be just here.
Ooh. First class.
All aboard for Brighton. All aboard.
Hurry up, Dr. Watson. Your wife needs you.
Coming, Mrs. Watson.
Ooh. First class, champagne. You do know how to spoil a girl, Mr. Watson.
You're not just any girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. You cannot use the lavatory while the train's in the station.
You're Mrs. Watson. Give me that bottle.
John, there is nowhere else in the world I would rather be.
There's no one I'd rather be with.
Why do you have a gun stuffed down the back of your trousers?
Old habits.
Come in.
Oh, yes, please.
We didn't order that.
With our compliments, sir.
Thank you. Put it there.
Open the door, John. I think it's time for you to leave.
Sit down.
Shoot through it, my love.
He's right.
Oh, my God.
I understand.
Gee.
Terribly inconvenient. We don't have much time.
How many are we expecting?
Half a dozen. Who are they? A wedding present from Moriarty.
Lovely ceremony, by the way. Many a tear shed in joy.
Oh, John.
Just a minute, darling.
Do you trust me?
No.
Well, then I shall have to do something about that.
No!
Who's up to bat next, you bastards? Send out the fast bowler.
John, do shut the door. It had to be done. She's safe now. In my own defense, I timed it perfectly. Kill my wife! Did you just kill my new wife? Of course not!
What do you mean?
How do you know that when you just threw her off a train?
I told you, I timed it perfectly.
What does that mean?
Combat.
Explain!
By the time I'd explained, we'd both be dead!
I'm sorry, madam. You cannot use the lavatory while the train's on the station.
Design.
Now, do you need me to elaborate? Or can we just crack on? Come on! Don't worry, old boy. She's as safe as houses. She's with my brother. I'm on my honeymoon! Why did you lead them here? Why did you involve us?
They're not here for me, they're here for you! Fortunately! So am I. Now mind the door!
Good evening.
I think you'll find that second class is more comfortable. The coast is clear.
To the south! Quick march!
Lie down with me, Watson.
Why?
I insist.
You...
What are we doing down here?
We are waiting. I am smoking.
Patiently waiting. For what?
Your window of opportunity.
Make it count. I said make it count. How many windows must I provide?
Who'd have known that honeymooning in Brighton was such a dangerous notion?
Is that what this is about?
By your own admission, you've never enjoyed it there.
I've never been to Brighton.
Or you're just too fragile to remember at present.
Oh, shut up! Tell me my wife's safe.
I can't do both. I promise. As I said, I timed it perfectly.
I believe congratulations are in order, Mrs. Watson. I'm the other Holmes.
You mean those two of you? Oh, how marvelous. Could this evening get any better?
Why were Mary and I targeted at all?
Excellent question. The answer is twofold.
He's after us because of you.
I'm afraid you must bear half the responsibility.
Here it comes.
Had you and Mary
so
not been so hell-bent on your wedding, we could have already solved
there
this case.
There it is.
All
it's
I'm
my fault now.
Is the argument could be made.
No, it couldn't.
That your nuptials were rather poorly timed. Thus, our relationship.
Relationship?
Very well, partnership, has not yet run its course. My dear fellow, if you could be bothered to see this through to the end, I shall never again ask you to assist me.
Once more under the bridge.
That's the spirit. Now, to the question. This is so deliciously complicated. You may be asking yourself, what does a criminal mastermind want with a simple gypsy fortune teller? It's her brother, I tell you. When we find him out, we must.
After you find my luggage. Go on. Wait. Where is it we're going?
Paris. The most sensible honeymoon destination of all.
Why Paris?
Peaches. Outside the city of Montreuil, there's a gypsy camp famous for its dried fruit, especially peaches. And there we shall find our fortune teller and return her back.
C'était vraiment incroyable.
Bon plaisir.
Vous êtes remarquable.
Je vous en prie.
My ticket.
Un bel ouvrage.
Merci.
Unfortunately, you won't be needing yours.
It's a shame, Professor. I was looking forward to Don Giovanni.
Merci.
Merci.
Follow Meinhardt.
Yourself, we're about to be violated.
I'm so cynical. Bonjour. Mademoiselle Simza.
Ah, mais oui, bien sûr. Oui, oui, monsieur.
Oui, oui, à Milan.
Simza, oui, c'est là.
Parfait, parfait.
They're taking my luggage.
Laugh them away, Watson. I have her bag. J'ai son sac.
You had her bag. Now they have my coat. Where is Madame Simza?
Oué, Simza.
This is Simza.
Sim is a goose.
I'm Sim. Nice scarf. I like.
C'est au sujet de son frère.
You hungry?
Famished. Madam, this is a glorious hedgehog goulash. I can't remember ever having had better.
Do tell me, when was the last time you had a hedgehog goulash?
I told you, Watson, I can't remember.
Perhaps you repressed it.
That's where we differ. Unlike you, I repress nothing.
Perfectly normal.
How dare you be rude to this woman who's invited us into her tent, offered us a hedgehog?
Says the man who throws women from trains.
Who are you two?
Concerned citizens.
Why did someone try to kill me?
Your brother has become involved with a very dangerous man who clearly believes that René has told you something you shouldn't know.
I don't know anything. I've been looking for him for over a year. That was why I was in London. It's the last place anyone saw him.
It's clear that your brother loves you, so he would never send you a message that would put you in harm's way. Any information, therefore, would be by default unintentional.
Has he sent you anything else?
Just a few drawings.
Let's just see what they have to tell us. Unusual choice of paper, thicker gauge, designed for a printing press.
It's the same stock as the letter. They smell musty. Must have been stored somewhere cold and damp. What's that? Blood?
Wine. So, a wine cellar located near a printing press. That should narrow it down.
Il a juré qu'il n'y retournerait jamais.
There's a wine cellar used by the anarchist group La Pain Vert. René was close to their leader.
Claude Revanche.
A bomb maker.
I sampled some of his work last week.
I was a part of the movement. So was René, until it became too extreme for us. Ravas knows me. If my brother is back there, he will see us. He will send a message.
Je vais envoyer un message à Ravas.
Oui.
Whatever you do, don't let these gypsies make you drink.
You dance?
For God's sake, don't dance. It'll be the death of you. You know what happens when you dance?
Good morning, Mrs. Watson. Have you had breakfast?
Aye.
Stanley here does a wonderful devil kidney.
Carruthers.
Morning, sir. Telegram for Mrs. Watson.
It doesn't make any sense.
Allow me. Oh, yes. My most loathed Mary, I do not love you. I never wish to see you again. Every moment I count away from you is a blessing. Fret not. It's a double encryption, my dear, that Shirley and I have used since we were boys. If the first letter of the message is a consonant, then what follows is the mirrored truth.
I see.
Stanley! You know, although our time together has been but a brief interlude, I'm beginning to understand how a man of a particular disposition under certain circumstances, extreme ones perhaps, might grow to enjoy the company of a person of your gender.
Thank you so much. Most charming. Terribly sorry. Thank you.
Where are you going, Stanley?
C'est ici. Descendez.
Hiding in basements.
Ça devient difficile pour moi de sortir. Mais je suis content de te voir.
I'm not here to see you.
Bien. Je préfère partager ce moment with your English friends.
1789. A seminal vintage.
The year of our glorious revolution.
Is he here?
When freedom triumphed over tyranny.
Is my brother here?
I haven't seen him for a long time.
You're lying.
Sit. Please.
A letter was received from René using this same paper.
Of course. He took it with him wherever he went. He's telling the truth. René isn't here.
He was given another assignment by
an anonymous benefactor.
Another Englishman with money, power, who supported our cause. And now, he dictates our every move. Demanding I take
responsibility for results of terror. I made a deal with the devil. But after tonight, it will be over. My job is almost done.
He's had you plant another bomb, hasn't he?
Claude, please. These men can help you.
I wish they could. You see, gentlemen, he has my wife and children.
If you tell us where the bomb is, I'll find a way to help your family.
That's already taken care of. We have a deal. He and I. No loose ends. There's only one thing I can do to keep my family safe. You have less than 10 minutes.
Don't! He has no further need of that pistol. Why don't you take it and cover the stairs? Right you are. Ah, ingenious. That's the one. Quickly as we can. You know what to do then. Stand back, Watson. Quicker. Doctor, could you secure that lever?
You could have told me. Ravash was strong. He lived for liberty. He would never take his own life.
Calm yourself.
My brother, he's weak.
Sim, I need you to take a deep breath and follow us. To the opera.
Thank you. What?
I made a mistake.
He took the shot from here, using a tripod and a shooting stick.
And realized there was a better position. There's a faint scrape where he dragged his tripod and set it up here. 600 yards.
650?
Not to mention a 7 or 8 mile an hour wind.
He would have needed a wind gauge. Which he placed here.
And put a cigarette down here.
Can anyone shoot that far?
Not more than half a dozen men in all of Europe.
And how many of those men served in Afghanistan?
Why?
Hirschsprung with a touch of tackle. Must have fallen out when he was rolling up. Wasn't that the blend you all smoked? Didn't I read something about a colonel?
Sebastian Moran. Best marksman in the British Army. Dishonorable discharge.
He's likely now a gun for hire. This is the second victim of his that I've encountered.
What better way to conceal a killing? No one looks for a bullet hole in a bomb blast.
He's 20 minutes late.
He must come soon. I don't have any papers.
And I am a foreigner. This climate is exactly what Moriarty wants.
The omelette finale is divine. But I spared every expense on the tea. Now, shall we compare moods? Or consider what we know? Last night's bombing was clearly meant to look like Germany's retaliation for Strasbourg. However, the bomb was also meant to conceal the murder of just one man. The man killed by the gunshot was none other than Alfred Mannhardt.
He makes guns. Big guns.
Only days ago, a large share of his company was bought by an unknown investor.
Moriarty.
The clues point in one direction. But to avoid repeating last night's debacle, I was obliged to collect more sufficient data. Hence my tardiness.
Train departs in 14 minutes, sir. Just the bags.
But we have enough time for me to indulge my little habit.
Yes.
His habit of feeding that urban species, the feral pigeon.
So, there are 7 mainline railway stations in Paris, but taking 10 minutes to get to the Jardin des Tuileries, where the largest concentration of the winged vermin may be found, reduces that to 1, the Gare du Nord, where he will be just in time to catch the 11:04 train to Berlin. It makes several stops along the way, one of which is
Heilbronn.
Exactly where we must go.
Where Meinhardt's factory is.
It's Moriarty's factory now. Unfortunately, due to the bombing, the crossing between France and Germany is to be closed. I'm afraid our pursuit is over unless we can happen upon a comrade who knows their way around borders.
2 English.
However, you do make a fantastic gypsy.
Certainly smell like a fantastic gypsy.
Now, no need to be demeaning.
It is a nice car.
No, 2 English. It'll suit you more.
Ah, merci.
Black one is yours, grey one is mine, and this is for you.
Right. Where are the wagons?
The wagon is too slow. Can't you ride?
It's not that he can't ride. How is it you put it home?
They're dangerous at both ends and crafty in the middle. Why would I want anything with a mind of its own bobbing about between my legs? Then I shall require a bicycle, thank you very much. It's 1891. Could have chartered a balloon.
How can we make this more manageable?
There's the fire. Not as if Germany is going somewhere.
We know another way.
No one's dealing with risk.
Slip in through the loading bay. Find out what he's doing. And we get out.
Getting out might be tricky.
We will get you out. If my brother is in there, get him out alive.
Be happy.
At this moment, are you as happy as you would be on your honeymoon in Brighton?
I'm not going to grace that question with an answer.
Are you happy?
Are we here for another reason? I think we are.
Okay.
Should we get on?
It's a simple question.
Are we going to do something or wait here for them to come back round?
What time is it?
3:15.
Over there in the residential part of the complex should be a telegraph office. Send this to Mycroft. Be back here on the hour.
That's what you get, Mr. Holmes, when industry marries arms. Now put your gun down. It's a bit old-fashioned. All you need is one of these. Go on. Pick one. Machine pistol. Self-repeating. Take 7.63 caliber rounds. In one of these. A 10-shot box magazine.
Easy enough to load.
I'd imagine one would have to retract a bolt to engage the first round.
Easier done than said. Take him to the surgery. We'll find the doctor.
Come at once if convenient. If inconvenient, come all the same.
This is Schnapps.
A telegram was sent from here.
This isn't Schnapps, it's Aquavit, distilled from potato mash. A common misconception. Thank you, by the way.
Who was it sent to?
Horror at your crimes is matched only by my admiration at the skill it took to achieve them.
Who was it sent to?
You used the anarchists and their bombs to create a crisis in Europe, nation against nation. Under various pseudonyms, you bought, schemed, or murdered your way into numerous industries, assuring that none of it could be traced to you. Cotton, opium, steel, now arms and chemical weaponry. All to be shipped across Europe in less than a week. Everything from bullets to bandages. Now that you own the supply, you intend to create the demand. A world war.
You are familiar with Schubert's work.
Halt! Stay bleiben!
The trout is perhaps my favorite.
Auf die Knie!
The fisherman grows weary of trying to catch an elusive fish.
Out the way, out the way.
So he muddies the water.
I'm warning you.
Confuses the fish.
Also, keine Papa.
You were warned.
Doesn't realize until too late that it has swum into a trap.
whom did you send the telegram?
To...
thinking I had him right where I wanted him. Right. Crack on, then.
Professor.
I'm all right.
No, I'm all right. Don't waste time attending to me. Scotty's a cold. Feet. I'll find him. I'll find him.
Turn in 3, 2, 1. But I'm certain he's been here.
Where are we going?
Over that wall.
Holmes, how did you know I would find you?
You didn't find me. You collapsed a building on me.
so viele Füchse für euch paar Hühner.
He's not breathing.
Cradle his head.
Raise his legs.
Bloody well not gonna die on me.
I'm not gonna make this easy on you. Come on. Come on. Come on. I know you can hear me, you selfish bastard. Come on! I know you can hear me, you bastard!
His wedding gift.
Well, a massive fork in his hoof, and he turned on me. What have you administered?
Your wedding present.
Who's been dancing on my chest?
Me.
Why is my ankle so itchy?
Because you have a large piece of wood
sticking out of it.
Good Lord. You tell us. I have an important job to discuss with you. Remind me of it later.
Sit down.
Drink this.
I need to get that out before it turns septic.
Did you call me a selfish bastard?
Probably.
Huh. Just leave it in. Leave it in! You are so sort of...
Be nice.
I'm sorry you didn't get to Brighton.
Me too. I think we should go home.
I concur. We're going home. Via Switzerland. What better place to start a war than a peace summit? I'll drop in and see my brother. I'm sure he's missed you.
I still don't understand why you simply don't cancel the summit.
Well, the fact is, it's going to happen whether we like it or not.
But everyone has already arrived. Although these gentlemen may be talking peace, believe me, they're readying their armies at home. To cancel the summit now would be tantamount to war.
The telegram, wasn't it clear?
We have doubled the security, sir.
Oh, double security. That's comforting.
You don't understand the delicacy of the situation. I passed the telegram on to my superiors, but they're the ones who brought Moriarty in to advise on the peace process in the first place. He has positioned himself brilliantly. He's one of our foremost intellectuals. He's a personal friend
of the Prime Minister. Personal friend of the Prime Minister, yes, we all know that.
I believe you, but where's your evidence?
He's too good to leave evidence. He doesn't leave loose ends.
Oh, he's alive.
Shirley, put that down. What is this contraption? May I have it? The effect is most invigorating. That's my private and personal supply of oxygen, and you're not to touch it.
This argument is getting us nowhere.
I've arranged for documents to be prepared which allow you into the ball.
Brothers?
Stanley. Stanley. You haven't aged a day. Is that my favorite chutney?
Fact is, we don't really know what he's planning.
It won't be another bomb.
No, it won't be another bomb.
That doesn't make sense.
Why would he attack all the nations, only to unite them?
It would be an assassination by a lone gunman at close range.
René.
Unfortunately, yes.
You knew?
I had my suspicions, but having seen who would be attending, I'm now certain.
Well, at least we know who to look out for.
René will be the evidence.
If we can find him and stop him, we will perhaps not only save his life, but prevent the collapse of Western civilization. No pressure.
Welcome, Ambassador.
Professor James Moriarty.
Now we're all present, I can tell you that the targets are the German Chancellor and his ambassador, the French Prime Minister and his man. And the other nations are really working out which side to take should hostilities erupt. There's Prince Michael, who's a cousin of the Tsar and the Russian ambassador, the Archduke Karl Ludwig and the Austro-Hungarian ambassador, the Romanian Prime Minister and his ambassador, and of course, our Prime Minister and the British ambassador.
But choose a moment when all the dignitaries are assembled, preferably standing still. Is there to be an official photograph?
Indeed, yes. In 38 minutes.
In which case, we might as well dance.
I've never done this before.
Just follow my lead.
What do you see?
Everything. That is my curse.
But you don't see what you're looking for.
I thought you'd never ask.
Over my shoulder. Young man, German uniform, ceremonial sword.
Got him.
Professional opinion?
Trauma. Major injury. Excellent repair work. Dr. Hoffman style.
You did say he was at the forefront of medical innovation. We've already seen an example of his skills.
Those twins weren't twins.
My suspicions were aroused in Heilborn. When one failed to go to the aid of the other, I also noticed the discreet but unmistakable puckering behind the ear where his skin had been drawn back. I should have realized then that they were a surgical experiment.
To see if it is possible to make one man look like another.
His face is no longer his own. What better way to guarantee his world war than to make the assassin?
One of the ambassadors.
That narrows down the possibility to one of six. You and Sin shall find her brother. Of this I have no doubt.
Holmes.
You know my methods.
And I know where you'll be.
No possible solution could be more congenial to me than this. By the way, who taught you how to dance?
You did.
Well, I've done a fine job.
Be careful. Shall we go to work?
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather for the faucet.
I'm sorry. Is this a bad time?
Never better. Would you bring that clock?
We get to play that game after all. Here we are. Don't want you to catch cold.
A 5-minute game.
If you think you can manage it.
We both have two bishops. I may be absent from the room. But my methods are not.
You can't mean Dr. Watson, surely.
That doesn't seem fair.
Right. The surgery will have left scars. Only four of them have the hairline to hide them. The ambassador that you replaced with Renee, is he still alive?
Would you like me to recommend your next move?
They're all my brother's height. Right build, but the eyes. The eyes are wrong. Renee has blue eyes.
He could be wearing glass lenses to change the color. In which case his eyes will be hurting.
René is left-handed.
Perhaps the assassin would take measures to ensure he doesn't give himself away, like a gambler concealing a tell.
I think it might be him.
You think?
Your clock is ticking. You have to be sure. May I remind you, this is Blitz, Jeff. A single miscalculation will cost you the game.
If I tackle the wrong man to the ground, I could start a war.
Maybe it's less obvious. A nervous tick. A flutter of anxiety.
I expect everyone has a reason to be nervous tonight.
I don't know.
So perhaps it's the opposite. A failure to behave naturally. An actor so consumed with his performance that the one characteristic he cannot accommodate is spontaneous reaction.
Adolescence.
There are more of us! Germany will stay!
No loose ends.
What happened? I'm a doctor. A doctor!
What happened?
Kurari.
What's wrong with him?
It's poison.
Do something!
Just lost your most valuable piece.
But winning strategy sometimes necessitates sacrifice.
You see, hidden within the unconscious is an insatiable desire for conflict. So you're not fighting me so much as you are the human condition. All I want to do is own the bullets and the bandages. War on an industrial scale is inevitable. They'll do it themselves within a few years. All I have to do is wait. I like Switzerland. They respect the man's privacy here, particularly if he has a fortune.
Bishop takes knight to check.
The game is over. You should get that shoulder looked at.
About that fortune of yours, I believe it's just been substantially reduced.
King to Rook 2.
I attended several of your lectures.
The equations of motion, which you will find in my book, the energy that is required to release this explosion is...
It was in Oslo when I first caught a glimpse of your little notebook, red leather bound from Smythe's on a Bond Street. Rook to King's Rook 3. Check.
Bishop to Rook 3.
Its importance was not fully apparent to me until I observed your penchant for feeding pigeons. Then it occurred that with an empire so enormous, even you must keep a record of it somewhere. Bishop takes bishop.
Rook to bishop 4.
I then only required the notebook itself. You didn't make it easy.
Football, go, monsieur.
Just your bags.
I would need to endure a considerable amount of pain. Michael.
Kira. Her Majesty's Secret Service.
But the notebook would undoubtedly be encoded, so how then to break the code? Rook takes rook.
Pawn takes rook.
Bishop to bishop 7.
Queen takes knight pawn.
Does the art of domestic horticulture mean anything to you? How could a man as meticulous as you own such a book yet completely neglect the flowers in his own window box? Irony abounds. Never mind, it's safe. In London. Though my colleagues are making good use of it. The most formidable criminal mind in Europe has just had all his money stolen by perhaps the most inept inspector in the history of Scotland Yard.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Box 0403. Box 0801.
How much more is there?
That's the end of page 2. Page 3.
He'll be making an anonymous donation to the Widows and Orphans of War Fund. Bishop to Bishop 8. Discover check. And incidentally, mate. I seem to have injured my shoulder. Would you mind?
Be my pleasure. Once we've concluded our business here, it's important, you know, I shall endeavor to find the most creative of endings for the Doctor and his wife.
His advantage, my injury. My advantage, his rage. Incoming assault, feral, but experienced. Use his momentum to counter.
Now, you really think you're the only one who can play this game?
Trap arm, target weakness. Follow with haymaker.
Ah, there we find the boxing champion of Cambridge.
Competent, but predictable. Now, allow me to reply.
Arsenal running dry, adjust strategy.
wound taking its toll.
As I feared, injury makes defense untenable. Prognosis is increasingly negative.
Let's not waste any more of one another's time. We both know how this ends.
Conclusion inevitable. Unless.
A few words may suffice to tell the little that remains. Any attempt at finding the bodies was absolutely hopeless. And so there, deep down in that dreadful cauldron of swirling water and seething foam, lie for all time the most dangerous criminal and the foremost champion of the law of their generation. I shall ever regard him as the best. And the wisest man whom I have ever known.
John. John.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably pack. It's 2:30 and the carriage is coming at 4.
Hmm.
It's going to be a beautiful week in Brighton.
Yes, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
You know I miss him too. In my own way.
He would have wanted us to go.
He would have wanted to come with us. When's Mrs. Hudson coming for Gladstone?
Oh, soon. 3:00.
Mary, who delivered this parcel?
The postman.
The usual chap, or did he look peculiar?
Mm-hmm.